We'd like to share with you from the Gospel according to St. Matthew out of the 25th chapter. I'll read verses 31 through 34 and additional verse 41 for your consideration. And then for supporting scripture this morning, 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 10th verse that you've already heard in your hearing. St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, beginning at the 31st verse, you'll find these words. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Verse 41, then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. 2 Corinthians 5 and 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he have done, whether it be good or bad. The basis of those verses, we like to use the thought of subject this morning, rejection at the judgment seat. Rejection at the judgment seat. No matter how little, how big, or how important it may be to others, what the Lord God has done for you, he is worthy of all of our praises. And as the words of the song say, he has done. And so because of what he has done, we are who we are where we are, and if we are not where we need to be, we serve a God that can help us get there. All we got to do is call on him and trust and believe that he will do what needs to be done. And so because of him, we have our being. Because of him, we live and we know that everything that is for us is for us. And so all we have to do is claim it in the name of Jesus. We are thankful to God for a sunny Sunday where God has blessed us. And even through the storms and the rain, God is still a blessing God. So we come this morning saying, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And we got to learn to give him praise while we have a chance. We are thankful to God because we all know that we got a reason to praise him. It is because of him that he's allowed us to assemble ourselves together in this place to magnify and to lift up the name of Jesus. It's good to be in this place one more time, to worship our God in spirit and in truth. I'm so glad that God blessed us through another week's journey. Regardless of all of the service that we attended last week, today is a brand new day. This is the day that the Lord God has made. And the Bible declared that we will rejoice and be glad in it. So I'm so glad to be able to lift up the name of Jesus. I'm glad to have been able to attend those services and to get food for our soul. I'm thankful that I pressed my way because God knows exactly what we stand in need of. Sometimes when you don't feel like going, it's when you get your best blessing. And so it's because we serve a loving God, a patient God, and most of all, a gracious and merciful God. We are thankful that he allows us to be exactly where we need to be. There are times when you don't understand why you go where you go. But then after you get there, many times you're so glad and you are able to say, I was at the right place at the right time. See, we got to understand that the Spirit of God, it moves not only in the church house, but it ought to move in your house. It ought to move in your automobile. It ought to move in your mind, even as you walk the aisles of Walmart every now and again. Don't worry about who you got to talk to. Just thank God. that whatever it is that you're looking for, that you got the money to get it. And God blesses us just that much. And I believe that there is somebody in here this morning that had thoughts of not coming to the house of God this morning. But something on the inside, it pressed you and it made you to press your way. And I believe that because of your sacrifice this morning, that there is a blessing, and that blessing got your name on it. Anybody looking for that blessing this morning? Anybody know that you are blessed by the best? Anybody know that when the praises go up, the blessings will come down? So we ask you to get out of your comfort zone. Allow God to be your God. Allow God's spirit to move and abide within you. God has already blessed us. And so because he has blessed us, we trust and believe that everything is going to work out all right. The Bible declared that unto us that his word never goes out void. So in this word this morning, you're going to find something that will help you along the way. We got to realize that sometimes not only does the word bless us, but the word will condemn us and make us feel bad about what we may have said or done on another day. But isn't it good to know we serve a forgiving God? God is a forgiving God, and God is a loving God. And he told us when before he left, he said, love ye one another as he has loved us. I believe that if you came seeking, you will find. If you're looking for a blessing, then a blessing is right there at your disposal. All you got to do, the Bible declared that Jesus is never far away. He's always near. Even when you don't recognize him, he's in the midst of where you are and what you are going through. And I'm excited about what God is doing, even in a time like this. Good will outweigh the bad. God will do what he said he would do. And his divine will shall come forth. It brings to mind the song that says, I don't know what you come to do, and I don't. But I come to praise his name. That is a question that you have to answer for yourself. What did you come to the house of God this morning to do? What did you come to receive? What are you looking for from God this morning? How many of you believe that whatever it is, that there's nothing too hard for the Lord? Whatever it is, God will give it to you. It's yours for the asking. If you are able to claim it, you will receive it. Hallelujah. I thank God for my blessings this morning. I thank God for this another day's journey. And just to mention his name, it gives me a mind to tell God, thank you for letting me see another day. Anybody glad to see another day? Anybody glad that things are no worse than what they are? I believe somebody in the house brought a praise with them. I believe somebody realized that I myself got a reason to give God praise. My yesterday is already come and gone. But today I have a mind to tell God thank you. I wonder how many of you are happy in Jesus and know that because of what God has done, you owe your God a praise. Don't sit down on your praises this morning. Don't sit down on your blessings this morning. For what the Lord God has for you, it is for you this morning. And all you got to do is trust and believe that there is a God somewhere. Oh, dark clouds will rise. Strong winds may blow. But the God that I serve, let remind me that there's some sunshine somewhere. Anybody got sunshine in your soul? Now, I believe somebody ought to give God a hallelujah praise. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I want to thank you, God, for letting me see this day. I want to thank you that when I woke up and I saw that the sun was shining. I want to thank you that I had a mind to put on my clothes. I want to thank you that I came out to the house of God. And I don't want my coming to be in vain. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to please God this morning. I want to let him know that he's been good to us. Sometimes we always say me and my and I. But I want to thank God for what he's done for us. Hallelujah, Jesus. There are those of us in here that have been going through some things. And whatever those things are, God has been with you every step of the way. Can't nobody take your blessings away from you. Devil is a lie this morning. What God has for me is for me. And no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. I got the Lord on my side. How many of you know you got God on your side? Hallelujah. If you got a holy writ in your house, you don't have to have a preacher. All you got to do is read the word. Woo! That word will convict you. That word will make you realize exactly where you are. Thank God. I thank God for who he is. Every now and again, you ought to know exactly where you are. Sometimes riding along in the automobile, and my granddaughter would say, where we at? Sometimes we just in the car. You ought to want to know, where are you? Where are you when it comes to Jesus? Where are you when it comes to your salvation? Where are you when you know that God may come at any given time? So today for a few minutes, I want to share with you the importance in knowing what you expect to hear the Lord to say to you. We find it easy to judge others. A lot of times all we see is their outer appearance. But if they got something down on the inside, even the nasty ones of us, God can clean you up. But God has to clean you inside out. What will God say to you when it's your time to stand before him? It won't be a time where you can point the finger at somebody else. If mom and daddy didn't do their job, it's too late for them to do it then. If you were brought to Sunday school and you was raised up in the church, and if you don't have what you need by now, it's nobody's fault but yours. All of us are going to have to stand before God the judge. And when we propose that question, what do you expect to hear the Lord to say to you? Oh, it's easy to give a good testimony.
Yes, sir.
And it's easy to say, oh, Lord, I want you to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Yes, but now, you know the words, but faith without works is dead. So if you haven't done anything, how is he going to tell you, well done, when you hadn't done anything? You don't have to do everything, but you ought to be able to do something. That there's a place for all of us. There's a purpose for all of our lives. And even if you don't say it in the church house, you ought to make it known in your house. As for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. And whether we go every week or not, whenever we're at home, we're going to see a talk about the Lord. Whenever we sit down to eat God's food, we ought to be able to tell God, Lord, I want to thank you for this nourishment that you prepared or have before me. Because there's somebody hungry this morning. Somebody don't have a roast in the oven. Somebody don't even have a bologna sandwich in the house. Then there are those that don't even have a house. So it don't matter where you stay, whether it's a little bitty old small apartment or whether you stay in a mansion. The same God that blessed you with this, blessed you with that. Don't be a hater because you are not over on Country Club Drive. Just thank God that you have a roof over your head. Thank God that you got clothes to put on your back. Thank God that you have a mind that every now and again, you ought to want to feel the presence of God. Many times we take things too far and forget whom we belong to. We ought to be aware that none of us are perfect. We all have a yesterday. We all have what they call those skeletons in the closet. The last time you clean your closet out. that there's some mess in there that you need to get out your closet. Because if you keep it in the closet, you might be tempted to go back in there and get into it. But we all have a past. We all, as the Bible declares through the words of Paul, have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What is it in your mind that make you think that you're better than somebody else? Because the Bible that I read tells me that the first is going to be last and the last is going to be first. So it don't matter how long you've been on the Lord's side. Just get on the Lord's side. Paul tells us that when we would do good, evil is also present. It amazes me how things can be going smooth. And all of a sudden, the devil and his angels and his agents, they get in the midst of what's going on. Devil will tell a lie just to tell a lie. You know what we say in the street, a lie don't care who tell it. I'm inclined to believe that every one of us in here, especially those of us of age, have told a lie in our life. There ain't anybody in here that never told a lie. But we have something to be thankful for, because we serve a forgiving God. We serve a God that don't hold our yesterday on us for where we are today. Oh, man will always remind you of what you used to be. And they may not see who you are right now. But isn't it good to know you don't have to wear a sign on your chest? You don't have to go around acting like you're holier than thou. Because the same God that saved you can save that one that you're looking down on. All of you got to understand that if you have a past that you're not happy with, let that be behind you. The Bible declares if you open up your mouth, confess to God your faults, believe in the power that God had on Calvary, knowing that he died for all of our sins. So now because of that, you have hope. Your belief is that you will hear him say, well done. Instead of depart from me, I know you're not. But what side of the fence are you going to be on? Many of us, you ever heard the old saying that straddling the fence? Don't know whether you want to serve God or whether you want to hold on to the devil. You're hot one minute, you're cold the next minute. But you got to understand that every one of us at some time, we ought to get hot for the Lord. If you ever get hot for the Lord, then you always want to have him to be a part of your existence. We think about our judgment. Most of us began to think in our minds about the things that we have done wrong. But now God is going to also judge us for the thing that we don't do that we ought to do. See, all judgment is not condemning you for the sin, because Jesus died for your sins. And he said that if you believe in me, then I forget all about your sin. Now, some of us, we have a problem with forgiving ourselves. I don't care, Warren, don't forgive me. If I done told him I'm sorry, then that's enough. I'm going to move on and let the Lord be God, and I'm going to be John. But now, in being whoever you are, if you can't help your brother when he's down and out, then you're going to be judged because you had the resources, but you were selfish and stubborn, and you thought that everything belonged to you. Am I talking to anybody in here? We got to believe that God will help us make it through this journey. He will say, which side are you going to be on? The Bible declared that he divided the sheep and the goats. Where will you be? The right hand or on the left hand? This is one of those things that we can't take for granted. We got to stop putting these things on the back burner. For the simple reason that we don't know when God is going to appear. We talk that noise. I'm ready. But are you really ready? Have you really got your house in order? Are you yet still just going through the motions? Oh, we know how to play church. I played church when I was a little bit before I knew who Jesus really was. Come to church, hear the deacons pray, hear the mothers moan and groan and get all happy. Go back home and get with your little buddies. We're going to have church right now. I found out that there's a difference in playing preacher than being preacher. But much is given, much is required. I'm going to share this crazy little thought that I had, and I'm going to move on. Not only did we play church, we played house. Now, how far you went with that, I ain't going to ask you. It's not my business. But you see where I'm coming from? There are a whole lot of games that we played that we ought to be glad that they are behind us. We got to know that one day we are going to die. And we don't know what day that is. So it behooves us to get our houses in order and to be ready. Now, the Bible declares through the word of Paul in 2 Corinthians, "For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing to be absent from the body, but to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him." Now, the word didn't tell me, I got to love you, I got to treat you right. But it didn't tell me that I had to be accepted by you. I do want your respect. I do want your love. But I got to understand that even if you don't understand who I am or who he is or who he is, they are not here to please you. God didn't give you life to please man. But God gave you life that you might please him, that you might adore him, that you might humble yourself at his feet. For the Bible declared we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the thing done in his body according to that that he have done, whether it be good or bad. Preacher, what you're saying? Now, all I'm saying is, Judy, when you get there, God gonna judge you for the bad that you have done. He gonna judge you for the good that you have done. And at this particular time, what we have to understand is that he's not concerned about your sins, but he's concerned about your works. The judgment of the believer's works are not sins. In other words, his sins have been atoned for and are remembered no more forever. But every work must come into judgment. Himself, the Christian, shall be saved. The judgment occurs at the return of Christ for his church. So now when Christ comes back and we say that he's looking for a church without a spot or a wrinkle, that don't mean that he's looking for a perfect individual. But he's looking for somebody that is trusting in the power of a loving God. And I come to let you know this morning that you got to live so that God is able to use you. You got to be so that God will be there whenever you need him to be. And you got to recognize and know that he's there. Sometimes there are obstacles in the way. Sometimes there are stumbling blocks along your way. But you got to learn how to make stumbling blocks stepping stones. You got to learn how to tell the devil to get off of you. Got to learn how to trust in the power of a loving God. So now, if I was to ask you this morning to take a spiritual examination of where you are right now, where will you stand? If you had to give an answer to who you are and to where you think you're going to spend eternity, what would your response be? Now, have you ever noticed that all of these holy and sanctified folk, highly favored, full of Jesus, and if you just ask them the simple question, are you saved? Some people don't even want to admit that they're saved. Sometimes because the individual you're talking to, you know they're not. But you ought not be ashamed of where you are. Are you going to heaven or are you going to hell? If you got to think about it, you better work on it. You ought to be ready to make a response right then and there. And they may walk away and say, oh, you don't know where you're going. If you have faith and works, if you treat your neighbor as you want to be treated, it's all right to say I'm a child of the king, but you got to learn how to treat folk right. You got to know that it's not all about you. It's about trusting the power of a loving God. And so I just wanted to let you know that if you are not where you need to be, if you can answer that question right now, that I'm ready, Lord, if you come and get me right now, I'm ready. How many of us are ready? Now we slide a little clip note in there. I'm not homesick and I'm not in a hurry, but I'm ready. So what that is saying is that you don't want to die right now and leave the earth. But I come to tell you, that's not your choice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to know that where I am right now, that if the sun stops shining, if the clouds begin to roll in, if the thunder began to roll, and all of a sudden I hear the trumpet begin to blow, am I going to be so afraid of the commotion that I try to run to the hills because there's no hiding place? When you go down to the depths of wherever you think that you're safe, there's no hiding place. God will find you exactly where you are. Darrell, you might as well get up out of that hole because I'm going to come to judge you right now. Here we are. Take our little book out. Well, God, I did all right them first couple of years. But for some reason or another, the devil got a hold of me. You should have had hoped that God came and got you them first couple of years while you was ready. Some of us get a little bit of salvation. Then we think we're better and more holier than anybody. Want to knock on somebody's door. The Lord told me to tell you, you better get back up off of me. Because I got a spirit down on the inside. And if I don't feel Jesus moving down on the inside, you just talking and saying nothing. Trying to help somebody in here. Because time is out of us just jumping around, shouting, and then going home and cussing folk out. Trying to help somebody in here. I'm not pointing the finger because I can't. I'm not judging you because I can't. That's our problem now. Too many of us done tried to take God's place. But there's only one God. There's only one baptism. There's only one person that I need to satisfy, and that's God. The Bible declares that when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. It's the Bible. And before him shall be gathered all nations, all nationalities, all colors of people. And he shall separate them one from another. Now, the Bible declares that he shall separate them as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. He shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Now, I just want to know. We say that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And the shepherd watches over the sheep. The shepherd keeps the sheep in line. The shepherd, whenever one of the sheep goes astray, the shepherd leaves the 99 and go out looking for that one that has gotten away. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? So I just stopped by Fowl's Chapel this morning to ask you whether you want to be a sheep or whether you want to be a goat. If you're a goat, I'm here to let you know you're going to be rejected when you stand before the judgment seat. For the Bible declared that Jesus said, the king shall say unto them, those that are on my right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, and heard the kingdom that was prepared before you from the foundations of the world. For when I was hungry, you gave me meat. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you gave me clothes. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. But then the righteous shall say unto him, Lord, when did we see that you were hungry and we fed you? You were thirsty and we gave you something to drink. When did we see that you are a stranger and we took you in? Naked and gave you clothes to put on your back. Or when did we actually see you sick and in prison and came unto thee? The king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you done it unto me. Search yourself. When have you helped somebody else? When have you gave to somebody else? But oh God, if I'm on the right hand, I've been promised blessings from on high. I've been promised that everything is going to be all right. But then the Bible declares, then he said unto them on the left side, you old goat, depart from me. You're cursed into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and all of his angels. So you better be careful what crowd you hang with. You better know this morning that you're going to either be on the one side or on the other side. God didn't say I'm going to put nobody in the middle. But I'm going to put the sheep on the right hand. I'm going to put the goats on the left hand. And I'm so glad to know that I got a mindset that I want to be on the right side. I want to be one of those that God considers his sheep. For God is going to separate us. And I want to let you know that there's going to come a day when you got to give up and you got to answer to the Lord our God. You got to stand before the judgment seat of God and say, oh Lord, I just want to thank you. I thank you for being my shepherd. I thank you for feeding me when I get hungry. I thank you for giving me a mind that I fed others that was hungry. I gave clothes to some of those that didn't have. I didn't mind going by the prison camp. I went to see somebody that couldn't go out on their own. I saw those that were laid on a bed of affliction. But I thank you, my God, for being the God that I serve, for being the God that recognized my works. So I want to let you know that your works are going to speak for you. And I want to let you know that when you get to the judgment seat of God, where will you spend eternity? Just a couple of weeks ago, as you read what Noah did in making preparations for the end, God had gave him the insight to get ready. God is speaking to some of us. Said, get ready. But the Bible declared there won't be water. It's going to be fire this time. Fire that is already prepared. Eternal punishment. Burning. Gashing of teeth. Never ever to be able to say that things are going to get any better. So you got to make up in your mind that when it comes my time to stand for the judgment of God and he make that separation, will I be on the right or will I be on the left? Are you a sheep or are you a goat? I just wanted to let you know this morning that you got some choices that you got to make. And in those choices, you got to know that when you stand before God, it ain't going to be no he say, she say. Because everything has already been written down in the book of life. And because it is written down, there is no escape. But do remember, when you go back and reread 2 Corinthians, that it's not talking about your sins, but he's talking about your works. May the work I've done speak for me. Faith without works is dead. So I wonder how many of you that even though you got the blood running warm in your vein, how many of you sitting up in here this morning, living corpses, you're dead as you can be, or do you have life, and that life will lift you, keep you, and that life that you have with Jesus will make a difference into where you spend eternity. God is that kind of God. He's just, and he never ever makes a mistake. But on that judgment day, we don't know when it's going to be. Because one thing we do know is that those of us that are left when Jesus comes, we're going immediately to fall in line. And just think about it. Once you get in that line, you're going to start thinking. You're going to start praying. You're going to start trying to fix some things. But you better already have your house in order. Be ye also ready, for ye know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. But when he comes, he's going to be sitting on the throne, and he's going to call and gather all nations together. He's going to make a separation. He's going to divide the sheep from the goat. It's up to you. Nobody can make you take it. And I don't care how many times your mother, your father, grandma, grandpa stuffed it down your throat. If you didn't receive it and believe it, then you're going to be lost. But God gives us another chance. And I'm going to say this and I'm finished. The Bible declares through King Solomon that a living dog is better than a dead lion. And what he was saying, that as long as you're living, there's hope that you can turn things around and get on the Lord's side. Is there anybody that want to be on God's side this morning?